Hello and welcome to the SC Ballers Q&A podcast ahead of round 24 of NRL Supercoach. I am your host and coach of the Terrace Crew, Matt Ricks. Solo Q&A podcast today. Dan is sunning himself in Italy, so it is just me. We're going to be using baller.live to have a look at some of the projections and stats to help work our way through your questions ahead of what's quite a big round. Everyone low on trades, a lot of big sit start calls. And yeah, it's just we're getting to the back end now, so plenty to play for and week two of head-to-head finals. So let's get straight into it. We've got a watch-along tonight. Me and Tubes will be on. We might have someone else, we might not. But yeah, it should be a great game. Storm Panthers v Storm from Combank. Battle of the Titans. Yeah, can't wait for that. Get stuck in. Please go sign up at baller.live. You can see the website on the screen. We've got some amazing new features dropping imminently. But you can go check out all the live scoring and player stats plus the prize leagues there right now. So please go along, check it out. And also, while you're watching this, please hit the like and subscribe button on YouTube. If you're watching through YouTube, if you're on podcast, please give us a rating. Tell us you like us. Really helps us out. For other people finding us on podcasts and YouTube. So yeah, thank you very much. All right, Sid V starts. Let's get straight into it for round 24. Andrew Fredericks on X asks, as a fellow Meanie owner, Matt, are you happy to play him over Marky Mark this week, despite both with tough matchups? Yeah, they're both projected 61, so that's very close. My feeling on Mark is I never want to sit Mark, really. Like, I know that he can go low, but he can also go big, like we saw last week with the ton. Meany at fullback is obviously really good. Tough matchup against the Panthers. Yeah, I have to play both, so I'm not in that position as you are, Andrew. But yeah, I think gun to head, I'd probably stick with Meany just with the goal kicking floor. Hopefully they can get a few points against the Panthers tonight. And we've seen he's got the ceiling at fullback as well. Obviously, that was against the Cowboys, not against the Panthers. But yeah, I do think he's still a good play. Brendan Fenton, Fenno, from the Tuesday Pod Fame, asks, sit one of Meany, Marky Mark, or Carapani? I'll go Carapani there, 58. I know that that's a juicy matchup. He gets Walsh throwing him good ball potentially. But yeah, I've just got to stick with the projections on this one. He's been out for a few weeks. I still like Marky Mark and Meany ahead of him. Richard T. Flanagan on X asks, Sid V start, need to sit one of Gagai, Garrick, Carapani, and Marky Mark. Loving the content, boys. Yeah, wouldn't be sitting Garrick there. He's still projected 70 with a goal-kicking good matchup for the Tigers. I think that's down to Gagai and Carapani, mate. Gagai, let's just have a quick look at Gagai on the stats table. His base power hasn't really been affected by switching fullback or center. We can see his season average is 51 with a 3-round of 46 and a 5-round of 49. So that's remained fairly constant. So the floor's good. I just think that without the goal kicking now, looks like Vitano's going to kick. I would suggest, let me know in the comments if that's true or not. But yeah, I just a little leg sleeve last week. Doesn't seem anything major, but just moved from fullback. I'd probably be sitting him. I know that's not much fun given you've probably just brought him in last week. But Carapani just, I think, has a little bit higher ceiling. Even notwithstanding, there's a good matchup for Garrick versus the Cows. And as I said, I'm pretty reluctant to sit Marky Mark, even against the Dogs. Livingston asks, would you play Lehigh over and AFB over Marky Mark and Asako? So would I play Lehigh? I wouldn't play Lehigh. I would play AFB. So let's just have a quick look at Fenua Blake a sec on here. So Fenua Blake's projected 75 in 60 minutes. I think that Fenua Blake has looked a lot better in the last week or two. His minutes have been back slightly. And he's just looking a little bit stronger after, you know, reportedly carrying that back injury for a little while. He's bounced back. He played 55 and 59 minutes the last 2 weeks with really good base, 65 in pure base last week. So I'm reluctant to sit AFB there. I would say Sarko's a tricky one too. This is really hard. So I would play Marky Mark. I would play AFB, but I don't think I would play Sarko, even though his projection is 63 here v the Broncos, which is a nice matchup. I think I'll go Lehigh. Both carrying slight injuries. Yeah, that's hard. Real hard. Lehigh or Sarko. I'll go. If it's only have to play two, then it's AFB and Marky Mark. I'll have a bit more of a ponder over Sarko and Lehigh, and you can get onto me later on about that one. That's a really, really hard one. Husey FPL on X. G'day, Husey. Welcome back. Missed a week last week, mate. Good to have you back with a question. Good luck for FPL starting this weekend for everyone who's playing out there and everyone who's playing EPL Supercoach. You can join our EPL Supercoach League, and I'll get you that code shortly. But Husey asks, hey, Matt, hope you're doing well. Sid V start Watson or Tino? Hopefully no pregame benchings for either. Yeah, I wouldn't be banking on playing Watson at all. So he's got a projection of 50 in 60 minutes. If we get him up here, yeah, that's just dire. I don't like what I'm seeing from Watson at all. Tino's got a projection of 66 in 65 minutes. In 55 minutes. I think Tino's just a lot safer. It's his first game back. He should be ready to go. I'd be going Tino there. No worries whatsoever. RJ, Tino, Hines, and Teddy are my reserves so far, but who should I get the final reserve spot out of? Gagai, Marky Mark, Carapani, Talagi, and Naff White. That's a hard one. I wish I had this sort of dilemmas with my sit starts this week. That's quite a good bit of depth there you got there, RJ. Not Gagai, not Carapani, not Naff. Naff's just a bit boring this time of year. Marky or Blaze. I'm going to have to say Blaze, even though his projection is 59 there. Versus Marky 61. I still like Blaze, even though it's a tough matchup against the Storm. Yeah, that's really tight. Really, really tight. I'm so reluctant to sit Marky ever. Just given this ceiling, we know what he can do on a given week. We know he can drop a 30. That's fine. I kind of want to take the good with the bad, though, there. Okay, I'm flipped. Marky, stick with the projection, the highest projection there. Marky Mark 61, RJ. Let's go with that. Reg Reagan, sit, start three, sit one. Jenkins, Sarko, JC, Marky Mark. Okay. Now, usually I would say Jenkins here versus Sarko, but Jenkins only has a projection of 57 this week, given that's with the tough Storm matchup. We know how fertile that left edge is for Penrith, but I think I've got to sit him. The difference is just too big there. JC, projection 76. That's an easy one. Marky, spoken about at length. And Asako, 63. So, yeah, I'm going to sit Tommy Jenkins there out of those three for you, Reg. SC Trotter, can only play one of Talagi, Marky Mark, and Carapani. A lot of Marky Mark versus Carapani questions this week. So, Marky, same one. Jeffro asked, Brimson or Asako? Got to be Brimson there, mate. 66 projected. Asako still carrying that groin or quad or whatever it is. And Brimson's look good. I know they've got a Sharks. It's not the easiest matchup, but yeah, I'm going to go Brimo there. Just a little watch on Keeney. If Keeney comes in at fullback, then yeah, you can't really play Brimson, but you'll know that. You'll be able to sit him given the Dolphins play straight after the Sharks later that night. Jace on X asks, AFB or Gagai? What a dud trade it was last week. Yeah, definitely Gagai. I really like AFB, especially this week against the Titans. I think he could get over for a bit of meat there. Aaron Hickman, hi boys. Picking two of Lehigh, Mark, and Gagai. Thanks, legends. I'll go Mark and Lehigh. Just Lehigh on the wing outside turbo. We could see some good stuff there. I know he's a bit injured, but yeah, I'm sitting Gags out of there, mate. Raymondator, Tino, Mark, or Carapani, last reserve. Other reserves are Cleary, Hines. Cleary, Hines, Drinky, Gagai. I'd sit Gagai still there, mate. Like I said, I just don't like him at centre versus some of the other options, just on a relative basis. I know everyone's stressed because they brought him in last week, and it's the worst thing to have to bench someone just after you brought them in, but I do think it's the optimal play. I'm definitely playing Tino out of that lot, though. Like, I know for all I've said for Mark, and I still think Mark can go well this week against the Dogs. I'm not sitting Tino. No way in hell. All right. A lot of good sits v starts there. Let's get into some trade questions now. Shane Michael asks, "Hi, boys. I have 3 trades left and ranked 190th. Very well done, mate. That's excellent ranking. Should I trade Hubner to anyone? I have 600 for anyone. I have 600K. It's a bit tricky without seeing the rest of your squad there, Shane, but I do like the Hubner upgrade to get rid of the AE nightmare. The problem I've got is just the 2 RF options this week are just pretty terrible. So if we look at the projections for this week, Aaron Clark's the highest there at 78. Hamish Stewart's got quite a nice projection of 70. I wouldn't be bringing him in, though. Those expected minutes at 80 are probably not rock solid. But then, looking at Talakai, who's obviously a great pick, but you wouldn't be bringing him in. Talis Duncan is an interesting one. He's projected 70, 69 points there in 80 minutes. I could get around that, I think. But we have seen Wayne just shove him at center whenever he wants. So, again, not amazing. Arrow, Firmer, Halasima, Carrigan. There's just nothing that really inspires here. I'd be saving that trade if I could, Shane. But, yeah, I think you're just kind of looking for the best option there. There's just not a lot doing. Bapti, is it worth trading Herbie via Jules to a front row forward so that I can play Tino in the 2RF and sit Connor Watson? No, I wouldn't be trading Herbie to a front row forward. That sounds like a complete waste of trade. I think you just have to suck that up a little bit and play Watson. Unfortunately, like I said, he's not a good player at the moment, but yeah, I couldn't possibly be bringing in a front row forward. Who are we bringing in? Let's have a look. I mean, if you don't have Payne Haas, then yes. But outside of that, there's none of these guys here for Newell Blake, Aaron Clark. Like, they're good picks, but I'm not making a trade for them. Not when trades are so low. I think you just got to suck it up and hopefully Connor gets some attack or starts and gets back to that 80-minute role. I think that's perfectly within the realms of possibility this week. And, yeah, that's what I'm going to be hoping to see, mate. I'm having to play Watson as well. Old mate asks, is Hayward a decent downgrade? Downgrading Ramian to bring in Harry Grant for Nicaragua so I don't have to play Watson, or should I hold trades? Currently 5 trades left. 5 trades is a nice amount of trades. I wouldn't certainly bring in Harry for Nicaragua is nice. Hayward is not a decent downgrade. He's projected 37 this week. The minutes are just nowhere near secure. We've got him projected for 55 minutes. Reid Marnie only played 17 last week. I just don't think we're going to know what we're going to get. Hayward has no upside. He's not a focal point of their attack. I wouldn't be going anywhere near him as a downgrade. I don't want to play Watson, but I wouldn't be wasting a trade just so I don't have to play him. I think if it fits your team strategically, then yes. But I'd rather downgrade. I'd rather downgrade Ramian to someone, you know, who's playable there. Like, how much is Talakai now? I think Talakai is a great pod, like 463K. If that gets you there, he's got a really nice projection of 70. His place in the team is now secure. He's got a projected run home. I know they missed 25, but he's got a projected run home average of 65. So yeah, I'd be getting around Talakai there as a downgrade if you can afford that and it fits in with your plans. Reg, another question from Reg. Thoughts on more Talo or Stags as trade options this week? Is moving Watson to the 2RF and trading in Grant the play, albeit versus Penrith, very worried about Watson's minutes and role at the moment? Yes, very worried about Watson's minutes and role. Let's have a quick look at Harry at hooker here. Harry's got a pretty poor projection this week of 61, but he does come home a lot stronger than that. I'm just going to check in on my side what his run home projection is. It's 63. So not amazing. Our model doesn't love Harry, but we're certainly seeing some good signs from him in terms of his role. I don't mind that move of moving Watson down to the second row to bring in Harry. So I'd be looking to do that, Reg, if I had a few trades left. Mulitalo is super interesting. Let's look at Ronnie. Fenno put him up on the Tuesday pod as a good pod option. He's got a projection of 69 here. Let's just have a look how he's trending on the base plus power front. So he's got a season average of 41 base plus power, but we can see he's really lifted that in the last five rounds. He's got it up to 49, 47, 48 over three rounds. So he's really lifted his work rate. I can really get around him as a pod bringing option. He's been on the radar for a few weeks now, and he's been scoring quite well. What's his three-round average? Three-round average of 82. So it's really, really strong. And obviously the matchup is amazing this week for the Titans. So I think he can be one who can be a difference maker in your head-to-head finals this week. Katoni Staggs there, I don't love as much. I can see Katoni's playing really good footy. Let's just have a look at him. 63 projection, base power. It's pretty flat line versus season. Pretty consistent 43, which is not elite. So you're relying on some attack there. Is he going to get it? No Adam Reynolds. I would be not be confident Billy Walters feeding him for a big score. So I would be steering clear of Staggs as a pot option. The Purple Cobra. G'day, Cobra. Trade out Drinky or Edwards. Trade in Turbo or Walsh. Three trades left. Ranked 1,500, pushing for the top 1K. You beauty. Great question. I'm not trading out Drinky, even though Drinky's got a terrible projection this week. Of only 57 points, given he's lost the goal kicking. Is that all his projections? No, 80 points. What am I talking about? I'm not trading Drinky. I still like the matchup for the Knights at home. The Knights are the worst team in the comp. Them and Souths. I still think Drinky can go bananas. We've seen it. Like, this is a perfect matchup. If Drinky didn't go so poorly last week, like, everyone would be, like, he'd almost be on the, if he was kicking, I'd be captaining him this week. So I'm definitely not trading out Drinky, at least not till round 27 when they're on the buy. I can get around the Edwards trade out. So Edwards has a projection of 71 tonight, pretty sure. Yep, 71. And he's got a projection of 70 for the run home. I just don't like the role as much with Cleary in the team. So I can definitely get around. If you want to get vibey on Walshy or Turbo, I can definitely get around that. Let's have a look at just the fullback projections here for the week. So we got Walshy at 84, Turbo at 82, Drinky 79, Campbell 76, Teddy 76. So yeah, I really like the Walsh buy. It's a little bit unknown what that role is going to be, but I just think that's super, super vibes. And yeah, I really think he's a great CVC option this week as well. So I'd be looking at him. I own Turbo, so full disclosure there, and I'm really happy to. I just think that, yeah, he's obviously burnt a lot of people so many times this year and last. And yeah, I think Walsh with the goal kicking, just that bit safer floor. I do expect Turbo to score well though. I think that's just personal preference there, Cobra. Benny on Instagram asks, I have the week off in head-to-head, and he only has one trade left. Oof. He's got Hines and Hughes at halfback and Cleary at flex. I need to trade Hughes and move Cleary up, so we'll have a halfback next week. That's because Hines is out. I'm tossing up between Sam Walker, Turbo, or Reece Walsh. Any suggestions, mate? I'll just make this trade next week or look at someone else. Yeah, definitely don't make that trade this week. You just don't need to. The Walker matchup just isn't good enough this week. Walker's got a projection of only 57. They've got the Dogs. Like, you don't need to look at Walker this week. I would still prefer a fullback instead of Sam Walker, just with the one trade. Given that your one trade is definitely going to be Hughes, I would just stick with Hines and Cleary there at halfback and then look to get a fullback. But I would wait till next week. Just see who the best option is. There's no need, unless you're desperate for a player this week. I think the week's worth of information, having a week's worth of information there is just so important. Unless you really want to push up, then yeah, go Hines or go Cleary or Cleary or Walsh. No, not Cleary or Walsh. Teddy, Turbo or Walsh. Apologies. Brett Sims on Facebook, replacement for Nicara at Sharks. Yeah, Nicara, that's a bum deal for those who own Nicara. He's been an absolute disaster, and now he's out for the rest of the season. As I mentioned before, it's just an absolute dumpster fire at 2RF. I got shot down a little bit on the pod, but I still think Aaron Clark is the clear pick here. His minutes have been down slightly. His output's down slightly. Is that a trend towards the end of the season? I don't know. They finished the season with a great little run. So they play the Dragons this week. Then they run into the Titans at Gold Coast and then Parramatta at home before playing Manly in the last round. So I would still go Aaron Clark if you can afford that. Nicker is dirt cheap now. He's poor guy. He's like in the 400s, so you might not be able to. But yeah, I'd be looking at Aaron Clark. If I'm going a bit cheaper, let's have a look at this filter here. Just get the price slider down into the 500 zone. Hamish Stewart there. Look, I kind of still like Talakai, like I said, as that pod. I like him better at centre wing, I think, but maybe 2RFC option. They've got a good run if you can cover him next week. Bit of a like-for-like in terms of cash as well. He's just locked into that team now with Ramin gone. So unless Iro comes back, which I don't think he's going to anytime soon, I'd be looking at that as a little pod play. Stephen Hall asks, head-to-head, do I bring in Harry to match next week's opponent or RTS, Lehigh, or Cooler as a pod? Without any more context, I kind of like the Harry play there. I don't love RTS as a pod, although they do have a really good run. Let's just have a quick look at Tuivasa. Let's have a quick look at his... Oh, it's because I'm on the filter. That's why. Got to get the filters off. Roger. So I'm just going to have a quick look at Roger's base power lately. So season is 43.7, three round of 43, five round of 48. So he's had the odd good game here and there, Roger. It's been a bit inconsistent. Warriors not traveling that well. They do have a nice run. He'd be the one there. I don't think I would go near Lehigh. I might consider Cooler. They're pods, yeah, like you say. If I had to order them, I'd probably go. Let's just have a look at RTS's run home projection, 65. They're all just a bit meh for me. I'll go Roger, Cooler, Lehigh, ordering those three, mate. But yeah, I don't mind the Harry play for you there. All right, Pepsi Coglu. Bit of a who would you rather here. Hey, boys, still need to find a Herbie replacement. How do you rank these boys overall? Cooler, Roger, Firmore, or Best? CT Dub, let's have a look. Gee, Billy Burns has got a nice little projection here, 71 this week, as does Dewey. He's been playing very well. In terms of the guys you just asked me there, mate, I actually don't mind Braden Burns as a pod. Hey, he scored really well last week, 79. I know he's not on your list. Bo Firmore, still rock solid, projected 68 this week, projected 68 for the run home. You know what you're going to get. Bradman Best, projected 68 for the run home also. That's a pod option. He's looked good since returning from injury. Let's just have a look at Best's base power stats. So he's base plus power, 5 round, 49, 48 for the season, 3 round, 42. That's because he got injured in that game. Yeah, I don't mind Best. I'd go Best and Firmore there, followed by RTS and then Cooler at the bottom of that pile. The Scarfy on X asks, is LKT a shout this week? I'm going to say no, and let's have a look at his projection. King Togia is never an option. Projected 45. I own King Togia for a while. He has scored well. He's obviously got 77 on the weekend. I just don't think that's viable, particularly against the Waz this week in New Zealand. You wouldn't be shocked to see LKT 3 out of 21 there, to be honest. Finally, the Purple Cobra with his second question of the night, and he asks, is Carapani an ultra pod play? Matchups v Finns, Knights, Cows in the next three. Among the worst at defending left wingers, then Storm in the bad defensive edge in 27. I think just given Carapani's ownership, which is still quite high, I wouldn't be going near him as a pod bring in. One, I don't think his place in the team is secure. Two, I just don't trust. We've seen the floor. He's got a floor. It's not great. So. Yeah, his base player is rubbish. 32 for the season. I want to be seeing more out of a guy there. Even if I do, even if I am banking on their good matchups, I still want to see a bit higher than that, especially if I'm bringing him in as a pod this time of year. You're just relying on too many tries and you might not get it. So I don't like that as a pod play. I just really think this week, it's just such a hard week for trades. There's just no options that are really appealing to me. I'd be holding if I could. And yeah, that's just where I'm sitting. Guys, amazing set of questions tonight. Nice, quick, short, sharp Q&A pod. Please reach out on socials if you want any more questions answered. Hit us up at scballers or at sc.ballers on YouTube. Please like and subscribe, like I mentioned earlier. And catch us for the watch-along tonight. It's going to be a ripper. Me and Tubes giving out thousands of you beauties. So please join along, get involved. We really want audience participation. It's all about you guys and engaging in the game and engaging with the community. So cannot wait for that tonight. And best of luck for your round two of head-to-head finals this week. And we'll see you for the Sunday snap beyond that. Thanks, everyone.